Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my God. Ross, too laid back.
Surika's gone to her old pears for Sunday dinner, while I'm at home looking after the kids. Which I honestly don't mind. The triplets are like 6 years old now, and reaching that lovely age where I actually want to spend time with them, instead of just throwing a wagon wheel into their bedroom, locking the door, and letting them fight over it to the point of exhaustion. You know, my children are starting to grow on me, and I'm going to shock a lot of people when I say that that has a lot to do with them going to Willow Park. Since they started school there, it's been, honestly, rugby, 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 with not a mention of soccer anymore. Their search histories on their tablets are filled with Dricko and Roger's best bits instead of that, I don't know, Ronaldo dude, and we're suddenly enjoying the kind of relationship that I had with my old man. In other words, standing outside in the pissing rain, flinging the old Gilbert around. And it's lovely for me as their, I suppose, father, seeing little flashes of myself in each of them. Leo, for instance, has my famous sidestep, while Johnny has my signature acceleration from a standing start. Randomly, it looks like Brian, not Johnny, might end up being my kicker, certainly judging from the way he puts his foot through the ball. It's classic, classic me. I'm showing him how to put more spin on the ball to give his passes more distance and accuracy. I go, like this, Brian. And his little face lights up with joy, the joy of learning something new. I sometimes think that I should have been a teacher, except I've got a brain the size of a fucking packing peanut.
I want to go inside, Johnny goes. I'm fucking starving.
Yeah, no, I haven't given them lunch or breakfast. Just like I always starved myself to give me an extra edge. I'm there, you couldn't be starving, because I gave them each a Dioralite before we came out, just to keep their electrolyte levels up. Give me another hour, then I'll let you eat, guys. As a coach, I would describe myself as firm but fair.
Can we phone for a Deliveroo?
Leo goes. Brian's like,
Five Guys!
Johnny's there.
Eddie Rockets!
But I'm like, it won't be burgers and chips, guys. I'll do you some chicken and pasta.
Fuck that shit,
Leo goes. I'm there. That's what professional rugby players eat, guys. And I'm saying that as someone who's had the guided tour of the Leinster Rugby Academy. It's about loading up on protein and carbs.
I want McDonald's, Leo goes.
I'm there. No empty calories, guys. These are the sacrifices you have to make if you want to play Senior Cup rugby for, you know, Blackrock College one day. There's a definite quiver in my voice when I say it, and I have to admit to having one or two, it might be a word, qualms, about training kids to one day wear the colours of the school I hated more than any other. But then I have to rise above it. I have to be mature enough to accept that my rugby playing days were a long time ago, and my children have to make their own histories. If that ends up being in the blue and white stripes of Black Rock, then I'll have to accept it, and persuade my brain that they're playing for Argentina. Brian, I go, when you make a pass, aim for the space in front of the player rather than the player himself. Give him something to run onto. Otherwise, he's like static when he receives it.
Fuck this, he goes.
He's definitely not captain material, by the way.
I'm going inside.
Leo's like, yeah, it's fucking raining, before following his two brothers into the gaff. I'm there. Do you know why the Leinster School Senior Cup is played in January and February instead of April and May? To weed out the wusses! But at that stage, I'm just a 40-year-old man standing in a downpour shouting to himself. I follow them into the kitchen. I fill a pot with pasta and water, and I throw 6 chicken breasts under the grill while trying to hide my disgust with them. My children, not the chicken breasts. I'm there. We might look at maybe doubling your daily magnesium and calcium allowance.
I want to put my jersey on, Brian goes.
I'm like, no, remember what I said, not in the house. But he won't be told anything. None of them will. They all go charging upstairs together. And that's when my phone rings. It ends up being the old dear.
Hello, darling, she goes. How are the twins settling into their new school?
I'm like, they're triplets.
What?
There's three of them.
Three? Are you sure?
Yeah, I think I know how many children I have. Under this roof, anyway.
Why did I think they were twins?
Because you haven't been sober since the fucking millennium. Who knows what you see half the time, you scrag-faced gulperfish. They're getting on fine, by the way. I'm just cooking them dinner here.
Cooking it? Why don't you just phone out for takeout?
Because I want my kids to know the difference between good calories and bad calories. She sort of like chuckles to herself. She's like,
you sounded just like your father there.
I'm there. No, I didn't. I'm nothing like him.
Charles had you out in the garden in all weathers, throwing that ridiculous ball around. And he wouldn't let you eat breakfast or lunch.
It was the hunger that made me the rugby player that I very nearly... I stop mid-sentence. I literally can't say another word. Because my three sons are suddenly standing in front of me in their blue and white jerseys. And my entire body turns cold. I hang up on the old dear. And I realise that I'm actually shaking. Suddenly it all comes back to me. The hateful things that the Blackrock crowd used to shout to me when I was flashing the six at them after scoring a try. There'll be days when I'm okay with this. And there'll be days when I'm not. Today, I'm not. I switch off the grill and I tip the pasta into the sink. Fuck Blackrock, I go. Let's phone out for burgers and chips.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.